This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. All-party meeting calls for national unity to maintain peace amid Sunsari incident. Government unveils public financial management reform action plan. And Japanese rescue teams in race against time following deadly earthquake. Now the news in detail. Top leaders across political parties have emphasized the urgent need for national unity to maintain peace, security and social harmony following recent unrest in Sunsari district. The consensus was reached during an all-party meeting convened by Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichani today. Speaking to reporters after the consultation, Lamichani stated that the political parties must set aside partisan differences during times of national crisis and present a unified front to advise the government effectively. Highlighting the importance of preventing social discord, Lamichani urged all stakeholders to avoid playing blame games and instead fulfill their collective responsibility to uphold public safety. He also cautioned against relying on unverified information, noting that official investigations into the Sunsari incident will reveal the facts once completed. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle represented the government at the high-level meeting. According to Lamichani, the participating political leaders agreed to issue a joint appeal shortly, calling on the public to preserve religious and social harmony across the country. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Lamichani met with the President Ramchandra Paudil at the presidential residence Sital Niwas today. During the courtesy call, Chairperson Lamichani briefed the President on contemporary political developments and the key outcomes of the recently convened all-party meeting. According to the President's Secretariat, discussions focused on national political affairs and the collective efforts among political parties to maintain peace and social harmony following the recent incident in Sunsari district. Information and Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha held a courtesy meeting today with Philomena Gyan Pragasam, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Pacific Institute for Broadcasting Development, AIBD. The two leaders discussed key media development initiatives, the vital role of community radio, ongoing media law reforms in Nepal, and the preparations for the 24th AIBD General Conference scheduled to take place in Kathmandu from the 23rd to 25th of August. Minister Timil Sinha expressed confidence that hosting the regional conference will offer valuable international insights as Nepal updates its legal frameworks for the media sector. He noted that broadcasting faces growing challenges around financial sustainability, technological transformation, and shifting public trust amid the rapid rise of citizen journalism and digital media. In response, AIBD CEO Gyan Pragasam praised the impact of radio across South Asia, highlighting Nepal's community radio movement as a model for reaching grassroots communities. She emphasized the crucial role electronic media plays in disseminating reliable information during disasters, while adapting to emerging trends such as artificial intelligence and digital information systems. Representatives from the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal were also present, calling for legislative support to protect and empower local radio stations across the country. The government of Nepal has officially released the Implementation Action Plan for the Third National Strategy on Public Financial Management Reform 2026-2031, aimed at making the country's financial system more effective, transparent and results-oriented. Published by the Ministry of Finance, the action plan establishes a clear roadmap for executing key financial reforms. It outlines designated responsible agencies, implementation timelines, performance indicators, and expected milestones across all government departments, commissions, and relevant stakeholders. To ensure strict oversight and accountability, the Ministry of Finance has also introduced a dedicated monitoring, evaluation, and learning plan 2026 31. Progress will be tracked through performance metrics, data sources, and regular reporting mechanisms. Government officials expect the framework to enhance financial discipline, optimize public resource allocation, and drive significant improvements in public service delivery across the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Rescue workers across southwestern Japan are racing against time after a powerful magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Kumamoto Prefecture on Tuesday, leaving at least 13 people dead and hundreds injured. Emergency operations are heavily focused on the collapsed Aeon Mall in Kashima Town and the Nippon Paper Industries factory in Yatsushiro City, where dozens of people remain trapped or unaccounted for following structural collapses and subsequent explosions. Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takaichi stated that the government authorities are deploying thousands of self-defense forces personnel and mobilizing all available resources to locate survivors. The shallow tremor caused widespread devastation across the region, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes, damaging major highways, and forcing thousands of residents into emergency evacuation centers. Local officials report that intense aftershocks continue to rock the area, complicating search and rescue efforts as survivors recount narrowly escaping collapsing homes and infrastructure. Saudi Arabia has joined the U.S. in carrying out strikes against an Iran-backed militia in Iraq in a potential escalation of the West Asia conflict. U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said the strikes were against Iran-aligned terrorists that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps directed to attack U.S. forces and Saudi energy infrastructure. The statement did not name the militia. However, the Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, said at least 10 of its members had been killed. It comes after Iran launched multiple ballistic missiles in an attempted surprise attack on American forces in West Asia, according to CENTCOM. The exchange ends a brief break in U.S.-Iran hostilities. The U.S. said the attack occurred at 17:45 EDT, that is 9:45 p.m. GMT, on Tuesday, with all missiles successfully intercepted. Iran said it had targeted a U.S. base in Jordan. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps also said it had hit three oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, according to Tasnim News Agency. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a chance of light to moderate rain, even snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan region. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in hilly region. There is also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai region. There is chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. All party meeting calls for national unity to maintain peace amid Sunsari incident. Government unveils public financial management reform action plan. And Japanese rescue teams in race against time following deadly earthquake. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.